I always make fudge for my family every year at Thanksgiving time, but in 2018, I accidentally left all of the fudge in the fridge before we headed down south to our Thanksgiving get-together. So I had all this fudge on my hands, and I was like, what am I going to do with all this fudge? And I had this thought occur to me that I could give it away to people on Nextdoor. Now, if you don't know, Nextdoor is like an online community or social network for your own neighborhood. It allows you to connect with your neighbors online. And I had been learning a lot about online marketing strategies and how it's typically a good idea to give away a lot of good content or information or value first before you try to make a sale. So I thought, I could blend that strategy with a local food business by giving all this fudge away to my neighbors, and then maybe in turn that'll kickstart and validate my fudge business. And that's basically what happened. In offering my fudge for free on Nextdoor, a number of people said, yeah, I'll take some for free. And even more amazing to me was a number of people said, are you selling it? I'd be interested in buying some. This is before I've even given any away. And I said, well, I'm just giving away some for free, but enough people have expressed interest in it that yeah, I am thinking of selling it. And I'll include a price sheet when I give out the free fudge. So I had almost instantly people asking to buy my fudge or expressing interest in trying my fudge without me having any of the typical things that a business has. And this is one of the core principles of what's known in the entrepreneurship community as a minimum viable product. You're doing the bare minimum to get to your first sale in order to validate and prove your product. Now, a lot of people have this concept in their head of what a business should have or needs in order to sell a product. For instance, people might think you need a business plan, a business name, a logo, business cards, a business license. You might need to perfect your recipes before you can sell them, or have catchy product names. You need a website, you need insurance, you need nice labels and packaging. Maybe you need to go get a banner for your booth. If you notice, I had people asking to buy my fudge, and I had none of those things. I didn't have a business name. I had no logo. I had no website to sell it on. I literally was just getting out and offering it to people and seeing if they were interested. And people said they were. This was the most low-key start to a business imaginable. I had actually gotten enough interest that I had to make more fudge just to give away, but I was fine with that. And I typed up on Microsoft Word the price sheet of what I would sell it for. And I also incorporated some online marketing strategies involving setting a deadline for when people can order by, which for me was really easy because it was Christmas time and I knew I wanted to finish all of my orders by a week before Christmas. So I told people, you can order by this date, and after that, I'm not selling it anymore. So it gave people a really clear time frame as to when they could buy the fudge. And guess what? A number of people bought, and I sold about $500 of fudge within the span of a couple weeks, which wasn't huge, obviously, but it was better than nothing, and it was enough for me to really prove the concept of this fudge business. Now, those of you who are sticklers for the law will be saying, wait, David, isn't that all illegal? Didn't you illegally sell $500 of fudge? And the answer is that technically, yes, I did. But here's the way I look at that. There are a number of risks that people take when they start a business. And people often think about the risk of starting illegally and then potentially being sued. Which, having been in this industry for quite some time and seen a lot of the cottage food businesses, I know how rare that kind of risk is. The much greater risk is the risk of losing your time and money and energy in putting a lot of effort into starting a business that doesn't go anywhere. So I knew that if I could make $500 or so over the holidays, then I would definitely use that money to become fully legal and start the cottage food business and get the permits, all of which, when you add it all up, cost about $500, believe it or not. I had that integrity in myself to know that I was testing the waters, but if it panned out, I would definitely be going fully legal very shortly thereafter. And in the following January of 2019, exactly a year ago, I did. And then this past Christmas, just a few months ago, I really started to get into farmers markets and sell at some events. And I made about $2,000 overall in the Christmas season. So again, we're not talking about huge numbers, but definitely a solid growth of where I was a year before. And it all started from that process of very simply validating my idea by giving my fudge away for free to my neighbors. So there are a lot of ways of validating a product idea. I just shared the one that I used. But the biggest thing for me is validating with paying customers. I don't know of a way to accurately test the waters of a product without having people pull out their wallets and pay for an item. It's not enough just to have people try it, especially for your family and friends, and say that you should sell it. You really need to have people who say, I'm willing to fork over my hard-earned cash in order to get your product. The faster you can get to that point, the quicker you can validate your product, the better.